Today is the feast day of a wonderful 17th century saint called the Apostle of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Apostle of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. His name was St. John Eudes. Some of you might be familiar with him. He was born in the year 1601 up in northern France, up in a place called Normandy, not too far from where St. Therese, a little flower, would come from, and up near a place called Mont Saint-Michel, the beautiful Benedictine abbey. He was the oldest of seven children raised on the farm and felt called to the priesthood at a young age. He was educated by the Jesuits and went off and joined the Congregation of the Oratorians, was ordained a priest at age 24, and he spent the first number of years as a priest taking care of the sick and the dying during the plagues that hit France at that time. He was known as an outstanding confessor and a wonderful preacher. He became the most popular preacher in France of his day. During his lifetime, he gave over 100 parish missions, and these missions would sometimes last from anywhere from a few weeks to a few months. But he saw that the greatest need of the church in France at that time was to combat the Jansenist heresy, which was a terrible heresy, which said that God was very harsh and unloving and unforgiving, and that people should not receive communion. In fact, very rarely should they ever dare approach Holy Communion. And it was a heresy that made God seem very distant and very far off. And so St. John Eudes began to preach to combat this heresy by promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He also saw that the great need in the Church of France was for the renewal of the clergy, that the clergy needed better seminaries and better formation. And so he left his order and started his own religious order, a congregation called the Congregation of Jesus and Mary. And the popular name for the congregation were the Eudists. Some of you might be familiar with that wonderful congregation. So their two main works were running diocesan seminaries and giving parish missions, promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart and to the Immaculate Heart. But soon he also found another work. As he was traveling throughout France, he noticed so many women of the streets, so many prostitutes. So he started a religious order of nuns to go out after these women and to help them give up their life of sin. And this congregation he founded was called the Congregation of Our Lady of Refuge. And it helped to bring, over the course of many centuries, thousands of women off the streets and back to a life of, back to God's graces and back to the practice of their faith. He died on today's date, August 19th, in the year 1680. He was 79 years old. He spent over 50 years working as a missionary and as an apostle. He was beatified in the year 1909 and canonized just in this century in the year 1925. Pope Pius X called him the Apostle and Doctor of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So when we look at his life, we see he was one of the great Catholic reformers of the 17th century, and that he helped to combat Jansenism. And when he died in the year 1680, there was a young boy that was just born in 1673. He was only 7 years old when St. John Eudes died, but he would be the one that would carry on the work of St. John Eudes, and that was St. Louis Marie de Montfort. And he would also work in that same area of northern France. So now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. John Eudes. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.